before Rastam the Our Father, hold someone's hand. Hold someone's hand. Say Rastam the Our Father. In the name of Jesus, we receive clarity, accuracy of your word in its simplicity and in its
clear state.
We receive your word and we walk in the light of it as good disciples of our local church. Amen. Now we're looking at being a good disciple, being a good disciple of the local church. So we're sitting at, I hope to round up by next week. Hallelujah. Being a good disciple of the local church. And it becomes very vital that in the world, age, and time as we have today, that we begin to remind ourselves of what the role of, or our role in the local church is as disciples. Hallelujah. So, Matthew 28. Matthew 28 from verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth." He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see Mark 16. Mark 16 from verse 15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues. Say, they will pick up serpents, and if they drink every deadly thing, they shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. So we said this will be Jesus' instructions within the 40 days. Right? When he resurrected, he was with them for 40 days. Acts chapter 1, verses 3. Hallelujah. For 40 days. Acts 1, 3. Let's see that. It says, "To whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." So Jesus was with them 40 days and he taught them. Glory to God. So Luke shows us in Luke 24 from verses 27. Okay, from verses 44, let's see that. "And he said to them, these are the words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, in the prophet, and in the Psalms concerning me. And he opened his understanding," verse 45, "that they might comprehend the scriptures." And he said, "Touching the scriptures, and touching the old Christ, to suffer, and to rise from the dead, the third day, and then repentance, and the remission of sins, were preached in his name." Hallelujah. And beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. Something you see is the fact that Luke made us say that where he taught from was the Bible. Genesis down to Malachi. So what they had as Bible when Jesus was teaching them was Genesis to Malachi. Hallelujah. And I told you that it becomes very, very important in the first service. I told us it becomes very, very important. When the Bible says Jesus read Genesis down to Malachi, and also the apostles read Genesis down to Malachi, it becomes very vital for you not to make careless statements like Moses is gone. Right? That Old Testament is gone. We are in New Testament. No, that's not an intelligent statement to make. Hallelujah, because Jesus read from the same books the apostles did. Glory to God. So they read from the same books. And was that the instructions to be instructions from the scriptures? Hallelujah. So when Jesus gave those instructions will come from the fact that he taught them. Right? Going to all the world. So that means when I read scriptures together, Genesis down to Malachi, now today we read Genesis down to Revelation, we'll find that the instructions of scriptures are the same. Going to all the world. Genesis 1:26. He said, "Let's make man in our image, after like that, have dominion over the fish of the sea." And God made man in his image, and his likeness of God created he male and female created he dead. Verse 28, he gave them an instruction. He said, "God, he blessed them and told them, replenish the earth, to refill the earth." Hallelujah. That would be the same instruction. Heaven and earth in all the earth. Or heaven in all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we say we'll find it as a pattern in scriptures, that every writer of scriptures will be reading from Moses, right? Is a pattern. Jesus read from Moses. Glory to God. John 5:39, we were here earlier. He says, "You search the scriptures." He said, "In them you think you have eternal life."
Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees. He said, you search the scriptures. What more scriptures did they send down to Malachi? He said, well, these are they that testifies of me. But you will not come to me that you have eternal life. Verse 45, he said, do not think that I will accuse you before the Father, and the God will accuse you. He said, Moses is whom you trust. He said, if you believe to Moses, did he say? Jesus is saying, if you believe Moses, you believe me. For he wrote concerning me. So that means when you read the writings of Genesis down to Malachi, include, okay, before Christ, Genesis down to Malachi, you see that it's pointing to Christ. Amen.
So, you see, so that means you have to read, there's a pattern to read from Moses. Amen. 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 So you have to start reading from Genesis. And I said, not to start from Genesis, not to read from Genesis is to be careless as a reader. I know, I said it. I had a conversation with a friend and a colleague who asked me a question, are you saying? She said it to me, are you saying the best way to read the Bible is to read it like a novel from the beginning? I said, practically, yes. Start from Genesis. Yeah. Earlier on, I showed you Matthew 19, when they came to meet Jesus and said, shall a man put away his wife for any cause? And Jesus said, you thought you are reading Deuteronomy, this is Genesis. And before you get to Deuteronomy, see that there is a Genesis and there is a Numbers. What people know it? There's a Genesis and there's a Numbers. So you have to see what. So that means you have to start from Genesis. Have you not read? So it's very vital. Nobody picks up his book and starts reading it halfway and you want to write an exam. If you cannot be, if you can be very diligent with your book that you want to read for an exam and you start from chapter 1. Because, you know, today I know Nigerian students, Nigerian students, sir, you have lecturer for. How do you say if you went to school in Ghana, you don't have Ghanaian students? You know, that's the joy of schooling in Nigeria. You know, but there are two universities in Nigeria. I can brag that. The University of Nigeria in Suka and other campuses. There's only one Nigerian in Nigeria. You know, the next University of Abuja, University of Lagos, University of, okay, Lasu State University. We have so we went to look at the university. You know that? Yeah, but there's only one university in Nigeria. Where we go. So they go there, Nigeria students. Sir, what? Or why are you going there, Nigeria students? So we are asking for EOC, area of concentration. And then after the area of concentration is the whole book. Will you go and read that book? You start from the beginning. Beginning at the beginning. That is it. Why? Because if you fail that course, it's expired. You know, expired gingers you. Even if we don't carry books, want to read? I know I've carried over for a final year, they will start reading. Ah! Because any carry over a final year is expired. You are meant to be going for youth service, they will be asking, did you go to school? So you want to do everything within your possible best to ensure that you graduate. Even if you answer questions from people you never expected to answer questions for. I thought you entered the world. Well, you were smaller than this again. Amen. It's a trial. Okay, I had a new one. It's spillover. You know, they don't have to carry over and spillover. You spill over by 1 year. No, don't do that. Amen. Because you have to read from the beginning. No serious student picks his textbook and starts reading from the back. Hallelujah. So how is that? Because that's how you're going to read Bible. You have to read Bible holistically. Look at what Jesus did in verse 45 of Luke 24. He said that you open his their understanding. You open his their understanding that they might comprehend. The word comprehend there is the word cinema. Meaning he read, he brought events of scriptures together to read holistically. So he brought things, events in different lines together. Hallelujah. So you have to see it together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you'll find that too in the disciples. The disciples will read from Genesis. They will teach from Genesis. In fact, how they open their books shows you that they are reading from Genesis. Matthew 1:1. Look at what how Matthew will put it. Matthew 1:1, it says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of God. Use the word generations, a word that is called in the Greek Genesis. That's where you get one Genesis. So he calls the Genesis of Jesus, the Son of David, the Son of Aaron. Isn't that?
So he's telling you that whatever he's going to write will be from the Genesis. He's talking about the life of a man who is God, Jesus, the incarnation, and he writes it as scripture fulfilled in the person. Remember I told you, the disciples are not the only ones that had Jesus' gist in town. A lot of people had the gist of Jesus. Yes, now, the gist was in town. But here's the truth. Every other person had it as tales by moonlight. Can tell he's a guy. You know, look at what his disciples said to him, not knowing that it was him. They were giving him gist about himself. In Luke 24, he met them on their way to Emmaus. I said, so what is are you guys discussing? And he said, are you a Jew? You be Jew man? Do you know what has happened in Jerusalem? Is there a one guy like that called Jesus? He said, who with us? What's going to redeem Israel? For today, being the third day, when all these things happened, they killed him. I said, Lord, are you worried? He said, he's dead. Jesus called them all fools. That's not what happened to me. Did you see that? So they didn't even know they were giving him his gift. So that means Jesus' gist was in town. Did you get me? People knew about the gist. But there is something that the way Jesus wanted the story to be told. So when he appeared to his disciples, watch it. He didn't come to them and was telling them, hey, look at me now. I don't win. So let us Jesus party. Let us fear night. You know? Let's have disco night. Guys hang out. No, he doesn't do that. Amen. Jesus explained the event of his death, burial, and resurrection from Genesis. And that is how Jesus' story should be told. Amen? Jesus' story is not Passion of the Christ. It should be told and taught from Genesis. What am I telling you? So when the writers of Matthew, Mark, and Luke were penning down the incarnation, they didn't write it as a mere story. They wrote it as scripture fulfilled in the life and the person of a man. Hope you are seeing that. So when I get to Genesis, I will read about sonship, and that sonship will point you to the sonship of God. Hope you are following me. Mark 1. Look at how Mark will put it. So when he opens up, you will see that, oh, you have to go back to Genesis. So when you find in Matthew's writing, you will find Matthew a lot will say that it might be fulfilled. That which was spoken by the prophet. What is he doing? He is telling you scriptures is being fulfilled in the life of Jesus. Did you see that? Scripture is being fulfilled in the life of Jesus. You find it. Hallelujah. When you went to Egypt, Matthew will write that it might be fulfilled, that which was spoken by the prophet. Did you see that? Amen. You find it fulfilled. Amen. Mark 1. He said, in the beginning, he used another shade of word for Genesis, beginning, Alke. Say, he calls it the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Again, that you should go back to the beginning, the Alke, Genesis. Did you see that? You have to go back again to see. Say, as it is written. Now, look at what he did. He now reads backward. As it is written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face. That is Malachi. He reads Malachi into Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. That is how you should read the life of Jesus. Hope you are seeing it. Glory to God. So the event of the incarnation is not a story. The event of the incarnation is scripture fulfilled. Hope you are seeing that. John 1. I'll skip Luke. Then we get to John 1. John 1. Very emphatic. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He says, same was in the beginning with God, and all things were created by Him, and nothing was anything made out of man. He said, He is light, and the light is the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, he went down to verse 12, verses 14, he said, and the Word became flesh. I'm just saying, look, cut it short. The Word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us. Now, he shows you that He opens up with the beginning again. Okay. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. So telling you again that man called Jesus in the incarnation is the Word of God from the Genesis. You see that? So when I get to Genesis, I will see him as God, the Word of God. In Genesis. Okay, following me. Glory to God. You understand all that? So put what I've said today back again to what I taught you on sonship. You'll see everything together.
Amen. So let's get back to what we are looking at today, being a good disciple of your local church. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew 28:20.
Now he says, teaching them to observe. First of all, he says, go therefore, make disciples, teach all nations. Now, when you use the word to teach all nations there, is that word in the Greek, matitio, which is used for how to raise disciples. Matitio, to raise disciples. The word matitio is from another word, matitis, where you have disciples. Matitio means how you put a child into a citadel of learning, where he grows to becoming a professor in that field. Now, take note. When you use the word matitio, it's from another word matitio, so you have the word an apprentice. An apprentice doesn't learn three jobs at the same time. An apprentice is to be skillful in one. Right?
So that means in discipleship, you learn one thing. Christ. What are you following?
Christ. You don't say, I'm a disciple, I'm an apprentice in a pharmaceutical, a tailoring, and a barber shop. How? You have to be skillful in what? Amen.
Skillful in what? So, an apprentice. So, when it says make disciple, is to make men apprentices,
make men students. Now, we said Jesus did not coin that word, disciple. It's not a Jesus word, it's a word they had in their day, right? And we saw that there is John's disciple, there is Gamaliel's disciple, whom Paul was of. Did you see that? So the word disciple was a language in their day used for a student.
It's a language in their day used for a student. Very well. This is the third session, right? I forgot to say it at the beginning. Okay. Hallelujah. Used for a student. So a quick one, a few things I will say. We said, you do not graduate from discipleship.
We look at that. I know that some people who want to wear graduation clothes. Why you graduate? You cook rice, invite people, share ideas. What's happening? I'm graduating. You think you are graduating from one theological school? Say, I'm graduating from discipleship. By doing graduation ceremony.
I'm graduating from the, to where? To a big church.
I want to be indulgent. So what are you there when you are in a big church? You are a big disciple. No, now stop saying that. Anyway, discipleship is not only graduate from God. Discipleship is the whole life of the believer. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And that showed us that the disciples not being called apostles is not the graduation. No. Though they are black, other apostles to differentiate them from other disciples, amen, but they are yet the disciples of Christ. Don't you follow me? Amen. So, disciples to apostles is not a graduation. They are all disciples. Amen. But apostleship is, is a function. That's better. Rather than use an office, is a function. Amen. It's a function. But they are all disciples. Amen.
Look at Paul to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:2.
2 Timothy 2:2. That's what the Bible says. 2 Timothy 2:2. It says to Timothy, Paul, who's Timothy? Timothy is Paul's disciple, who became a pastor. Listen, Timothy is a pastor. Look at what Paul calls him in 1 Timothy 1:3. My son. He's a pastor, but he's a son. Amen. Amen.
Okay, let me get there with you. Look at 1 Timothy chapter. I told us to look at chapter 2. Let's say chapter 2. 1 Timothy first. 1 Timothy 2:1. It says, thou therefore my son. Do you see that? Thou therefore my son. It calls Timothy son. He's a pastor. Can you see that? I'm reading 2 Timothy 2:1. Sorry, my son. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 2, sorry. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith. Did you see that? Verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy. Timothy and a pastor.
Now, chapter 2, verse 2. 2 Timothy 2:2. Then the things which you've heard from me, he's telling a pastor. Who is his son? This is that the same commits to faith. And I told you the word head there is actually in a perfect sense. It's not something you have heard alone. It means something you have heard, you are hearing, the things you have heard, you are hearing and you yet hear. So it then means that Timothy never graduated. Timothy is still under the teaching of Paul. And yet he's still going to lead men. Come and follow me. So there's no graduation. No. But rather, you grow into maturity. Acts of Apostles chapter 19.
Yeah, Paul met 12 guys in Ephesus when he later sent Timothy to as a pastor. Chapter 9, 19 of Acts. He met 12 guys and he taught them. By chapter 20 of Acts, he came back verse 17 and they are now elders of the church.
Elders of the church doesn't mean that they have gray hair. Elders of the church means that they are now leaders. Do you get me? Amen. Amen. They are now leaders. They became elders. They are now leaders. In verse 18, they are now episcopos. They are now overseers. Overseers, it doesn't mean they've gone beyond the rank of a pastor. They are now bishops. I'm going to stop those discussions. Amen. They are now overseers. I don't say they are not like cell leaders. They are not leaders. So that means while you don't outgrow discipleship, you actually mature spiritually in discipleship. You see that? You mature. At this point, they mature. And then Paul now reminds them in verses 28, he said, take heed to thyself and to the flock, which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which has put up with his own blood. Do you see that? Look at verse 31. It says, therefore, watch and remember that at the span of 3 years, I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears. So Paul talks them, showing you that what is major in discipleship is teaching. Teaching of God's word. You can't say you are a disciple and you are not under the teaching. Say, no, I am past this. No. So, this is why the teaching is major in the local church. Because when Jesus said to them in Matthew 28, make disciples, the next instruction he gives them is teaching them. So that means when you raise men, look at me now, when you raise men, remember the background of that instruction in Matthew 28 is the local church. Matitio. When he says Matitio, it then means that you are going to put them into a citadel of men, which is the local church. And what will be the major activity? Teaching. What are you telling me? Teaching them to observe. So you have to teach them. Hallelujah. You have to teach them. So teaching is very vital in the local church. So any member of the local church who is angry at teaching, is not a serious person. You look and watch book 90 minutes, you will not sleep, you will not doze. 90 minutes, you will not watch extra time. 10 minutes. That's 100 minutes. 1 hour, 40 minutes. You sat down, plus 15 minutes break, you were watching analysis. That's how many minutes. 1 hour, 55 minutes. You sat down to watch ball. You're not in church. Pastor is just 30 minutes, you're dozing. You go to F5. You are dozing, you are taking your time. Churchy. Yeah? Oh, I did the LR this year. I'm going to 12-hour study. You know, last year we did 7, right? Close to 7. 6 plus. We're going to 12. Oh, you sleep, wake up, people. Yeah. You just have the modern local churches. Oh! Yeah? Teaching them? You have to be taught.
Hallelujah. So, teaching becomes the primary activity. Paul taught them night and day. Or day and night. And I told that history had it that they will go to church.
A time like that, I attended Pastor Shem's, my pastor's church, since the Holy Church in the morning. And I got to him, I was dozing. I said, hey, Paul tried to. Paul tried to. Ah! You know him. But that's what it is. In fact, if you had that, before they go to work in the morning, Paul will teach them. They will come to church, they will go to work. And they are coming back to work, they are not going home. You go and download their mala. Who is Deborah? Look up here, you are over there, you are eating a mala. You go and download their mala. The Lord will bless. God bless your soul.
Glory to God. Let's continue. So, they are not coming back to go out there, Rosa Mala.
No! They are coming straight to church. He said, but that was not $4. Money that even as Paul is now done on job. They are getting home. Yes, come. Who is that? It's Pastor Paul.
Can I just watch the video? Imagine the money you were going to say, hey, Matthew 28. You are coming back, Matthew 28. You just say, okay, let me just even watch Spain versus Nigeria. And I hear your mama, what? Pastor, Matthew 28.
Whatever I go to publicly and from house to house. So, see, listen, discipleship is intense. You know why? Your worship of God is to the degree of your knowledge of Him. So that is why you must take it important. How can you hear me? You must take it important. Study God, you must take it important. Amen. You must. Because there is a God that you don't know.
Everything of God's name, you are the Lord. And your mind is
anything that God said will be. Kind of nonsense talk is that now?
You remember what I showed you this morning? How are you saying that? Glory to God. Say, God bless me for my life. Is that? Can you say that? Glory to God. Like that young guy in my office that said, if God is on the throne. He said, why of all jobs? It's not going to be nice job because
I looked at him. So he said, there's no oil on you. I think that your skin is look like oil on me. Bring your skin in now. Came out with your class, you are showing oil company. Oh, no,
oil. Come on. Stop saying nonsense. Amen. So we're dealing with that on Thursdays, right? Amen. Glory to God. See, that's very simple.
You need, so discipleship is intense. So don't get, you know, my pastor, every time, let me lie, every time. And the joy is always going to our house, every time I'm just going to our house, man is with me, have you played the tongues? Did you? Well, it's not going like that. I know your pastor one day, I'm going to see him, I'm going to see
him, I'm going to see him, I'm going to see
him, I'm going to see him, I'm going to see him,
You
have to be patient. You better go and say, let's see. You better go and say, Pastor, I will come to church. You're not going to come to church. Say, yeah. But I will do my own thing. Go. Let me just speak my feet. I'll show.
We'll be lifting up his hand and looking at his back.
And this one, he did not show for church. If I catch IT, I'll kill him. You deceive your pastor. It's like that sometimes. Deceive your pastor. It's long suffering. Let me show you. Somebody here. I'm not going to look at present, but let me look at.
Let me look at. There was one time like that. I was doing discipleship. So, and I'm carrying. You know, we're doing all the world.
One day, now carry the earpiece. What the Lord here was in the way.
Yeah.
Ah! Only one has been teaching. The one has gone. I don't know if you understand. You know that can be painful. Your pastor is teaching you prayer and night, giving you what? And you just maybe be good to teach you more. You are not hearing me wait. And what's the name of that guy now?
It's close to mine. What's his name?
Zazu or Zaza. You know Zazu. I am here and I know who I am. I am here for the Zazu. I come from the zoo.
So, leaders, you knew that you are deciding you have to be patient. So that means you're going to pray more.
Amen. Is that of it?
Glory to God. So, we began looking at what does discipleship entail?
What does it entail?
Now we said, discipleship, it entails that you should follow. Follow. Discipleship means follow. I will look at two words last week, right? Dute opiso and akolotio opiso.
It means to follow behind, right? So in discipleship, you are behind. The moment you leave being at the back or stand in front, you are now Satan. Now remember, I told you Satan doesn't always mean the devil. Satan means opposition. So the moment when Jesus in Matthew 16 was talking about his death, and Peter came and took him to one side. This is the same Peter that Jesus has commended. Sometimes when your pastor commends you, doesn't you shouldn't allow it to get to your brain. You start misbehaving. Amen?
Amen.
The pastor just commended now. Victor on the power. This guy is diligent. He helped me to deal with this in one case. So God bless you, not to his gate. I'm not here. Don't say your understanding. Once you receive commendation, is allowing you to be steadfast. Don't allow it to get to the end. Not men have praises, they begin to misbehave when they praise them. Don't. So, Jesus just commended Peter. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood did not reveal it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Yea, I'll give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you find, whatever you find in heaven. Now, as Jesus was done with that, Jesus was talking about his death. Peter just grabbed him by hand. Don't try it again. The Bible says in Matthew 16, verse 3, Peter began to rebuke Jesus. See a country. Say, Pastor, you know, you are my pastor, but now I'm ending the company. You are not rebuking your pastor. The pastor, I know, but you know now. You give me prophet, I'll mount.
Amen. Go and ask mountain, mind you. What happened to him yesterday?
That one is done. When you buy London use. When you buy London use, be careful. Sometimes you want the TV to start to snare. Be careful of London use. You know London is not great. When a London club bought another London agent, J5. They came from first to second, they didn't carry anything. You don't understand. We have J5, Jorginho is there. He's working at our work. Ensuring that nothing positive happens.
So let's continue.
So, the pastor, he gave, I'm going to mount. I'm mounting in the roots of the, come on, calm down.
Amen. Amen. So most times it's actually, you have to be careful. So Peter took Jesus and was rebuking him. Now we saw from Mark 10 that Mark said what Jesus did was to rebuke him. What Jesus did was, Jesus said to him, get it behind me, Satan. Was there Satan there? No, it was a rebuke. He's telling him, and I gave that information last week, right? Let me do it again today. Let me have two different people from last week. You should come. Come, yes, I've not seen you for a while. Come. And
Chukwu Zuman. Now, everyone look up. Last week I put you Zuman in front, right? Now, she is supposed to follow you. This is discipleship. She is a disciple, so she's supposed to be at the back. But the moment she comes like this, come forth. And you are now pointing at him. This is opposition. This is Satan. It doesn't mean she's the devil, but her action is that of opposition. So Satan means opposition. So what Jesus said to him, said to her, Jesus used the same word, opiso, get thee behind me, which is go back to your place as a disciple. Did you see that? Not an opposition.
Hope you are following that. So you must always know your place as a disciple to be behind. To follow. Hope you're following me. He must always know that place to follow. So when you are not behind, you are called rebellion. So when you are behind, it means you are the one being instructed, right? You are the one being instructed. You are the one being led. Not you leading. But the one, so you must always know that place. Even if you are MD and your pastor is your janitor in church, you are still behind. Hope you're hearing me. Even if you become
president, thank you. You are still behind. You must always understand that look at Matthew 27:57. Jesus had a disciple who was a rich man. But he was called a disciple of Jesus. So being a disciple is not just for big boys and big girls or who should be going out and girls. No. Being a disciple is for everybody. What the man is born again, he is a disciple. Whether rich or poor. You see that? Amen. He's a disciple. So a rich man is called a disciple.
Hallelujah. So always get that. So the moment you are not at the back, the moment you are not following, you are Satan. You are opposition. And Paul warns concerning that. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Hope you are following me. 1 Thessalonians 5. Verses 14. He says, now I exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Unruly person means someone that doesn't live thing. Someone that wants to have a mind of his own. Do you see that? So that means discipleship, as a disciple of Christ, you're not going to have a mind of your own. Do you see that? Say, one day that are unruly. Those who want to be have their own mind. Say, me, I'll say my mind. See, you don't learn discipleship from the world, you learn discipleship from the church. I'll say my mind. If what I can jump see, who says? No. Right? So, world have their own definition of rebellion. But we will learn discipleship from Christ, from the Lord. Amen. So, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble minded. Support the weak. Be patient towards them. So, he said, warn them that are what? Rebellious. So we said in following you imitate, right? Mimites. You imitate. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, it said, be ye followers of me even as I am of Christ. Followers then. The word follower is the word mimites. To mimic. Be ye followers. And in chapter 4 verse 16, he said it earlier so that you will see. Chapter 4 verse 16. 1 Corinthians 4:16. 1 Corinthians 4:16. He says, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Did you see that? Hallelujah. And why was he saying this? They had different people, they had different
pastors that came around, different mentors, different people preaching, different people. Paul said, no, you can have many instructors, but you only have one father. I said, be a follower of me. Amen. So you follow your pastor. Be a follower of me. You follow your local church. You mimic them. Their standard is low, because your pastors, even as I speak to you, also will have time to also talk to pastors. Pastors must live an exemplary life. Okay, so you imitate your pastors. You have to follow them. Follow how they teach God for you. Something I'm going to show you. You follow your pastor not just offline, but and online. So you follow your pastor. Amen. Amen.
You represent. So when you say follow your pastor, it then means you have to wear the badge of your pastor. Follow, mimic. Mimic. I will say that word mimic when you have the word to copy. You copy the pastor. Your pastor. You copy the pattern in your local church. You have been taught. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why most of our young people,
you get, when some people do something, they ask, who is your, you have to say, who is your pastor? You're not supposed to behave like this. Hallelujah. You're supposed to follow. A good disciple must follow his pastor.
Follow his local church. Okay, you hearing me? Amen. You copy. You copy. So the characteristics of a disciple is to copy. Because they say, I'm not a copycat. I'm an original motivational speaker.
You are the original of you that there is in the world. You are not like anybody. That statement is a depends on saying that statement. Is it the originator of the statement? He's copying it from somewhere. He is a copycat. Man is a product of influence. Everybody that tells you, you are the original of you. Is it today? Here we all go to Babi Sami. When you go to Babi Sami, you say, bad me this. What they've done, you see, I like this person, I want this one. No, go there and say, bad me original. Here is the original. Anyway, the dressing, the way you are dressed, you saw it from somewhere. Amen. Amen. Hey, hey. The way you are talking, you think this is your original? Your original?
Amen. The way you even walk. So, life, man is a product of influence. So, whatever you give into influences you. So, why not, instead of allowing the world influence, why not allow your local church influence?
Why not allow God's word influence? Why not be influenced by the lifestyle of the pastor? Do you see that?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Why not be influenced by his lifestyle? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what is the product of influence? Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 4. Let's see something about the disciples of Jesus. Acts 4, verses 12 into 13. Sorry. 12. Acts 4, 12. Quickly. It says, okay, let's read verse 13. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned. Did you see that? They saw that these guys were not learned. What did they say? An ignorant man, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with who?
Why did they not have been with Jesus? They must have seen similarities. They must have seen similarities. Because you can't be a disciple of Jesus and yet you are not following him. You are not copying him. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. Glory to God. You must copy him.
Must copy him. Hallelujah. So that means they took note of how they preached. They took note of how they even dressed.
Remember, history had it that the reason why they needed an insider to pick Jesus up, which is Judah, was because at a certain point they couldn't differentiate Jesus from the disciples. They needed an insider to pick out Jesus for them. And that is why they needed Judas to kiss his cheek. Why? Because they couldn't differentiate him. Hallelujah. A disciple is one who follows his master, who follows to a point that it becomes very hard for you to differentiate. Hallelujah. You are following well. When you think that I don't think your spouse is what I teach you. Everything that is it. You are a good disciple of the pastor and of the local church.
Amen. Now when they call you to come and preach, you say, yes, yanana. What did the Lord say? Lada, lada, lada. Okay. Sita, the Lord gave me this, that's 20 minutes ago. Let's just look at it. The Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name.
Who talks to you like that? Amen. You know, I'm not surprised if they call somebody and say, come and teach. I pray, say, okay, to manage it.
No, I won't surprise you.
See,
I pull
you. Amen.
Amen.
And
you know, man,
you'll
take it.
No, it's not. I too am
coming. Amen. So, you will understand it. It's not a seed to copy. It's not a seed, no. But it's a seed to copy in example so that you don't lose it.
You may catch you. But you don't see your copy. Don't say,
I need to
get
back
to
but you don't see your copy in full. Amen. Now they know you learn good example. You know some people are very funny. I say, okay, see, in this example, I want to follow you.
So as you write, I like. Come on, don't do that.
Amen. But I'm talking about following in the gospel, right? So that you understand. Glory to God. You know, some people, that is what amazes the men of this world.
They say, why are you?
You don't have the mind of your
own. I remember one time like that. I had an argument with someone years back. Because I used to do Jenny Court. So,
the guy was a church person. In fact, I respect him. He just sat me in one VG, web of VG, and I was praying. He just called me outside with my jelly cover.
He just threatened me that he wasn't going to allow me to preach again, but I don't wash off this jelly cover by the next time. I don't know. I said, see, you are the only one of you. That is this only address. In my head, I love you like that. I'm a copycat.
Yeah, you are telling that to the second. I don't want to mention it. I don't want to tell that to Glenn Collins. I don't want to tell that to Pastor Leventon.
Evangelist said, Ella! That's not really a pastor now! I said, no, you listen, you were telling me that, why can't you be copying a man? Come on now. You don't copy man, who wants to copy God? How do you copy God when you don't copy man? You see God in man? Hallelujah!
The next day,
let me not tell you what I went to buy activator.
Yes, it was only Jericho.
I went to wash it and I bought activator.
I was there somewhere. Don't be like me. I am the activator. My nation.
I started him on far for me. I now went downstairs. Now you see the air is shining. I was grasping that. I can't look at me. This guy is gone.
Oh my God, that very stubborn. But I won't do that today, you know. Amen. I don't know, but there's nothing wrong with copying your pastor.
Amen. There's nothing wrong. Nothing.
We find it in Jesus and his disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So life itself, in life, you are exposed to influences. Hallelujah. So whatever you expose yourself to is what influences you. Glory to God. So in following and copying your pastor, you are wearing the badge of your pastor.
You are wearing the badge of your pastor or your local church. And your local church, right?
Now something you find in following is what Jesus says in Matthew 20. He said, teach them to observe. So following, you are observing. Observing means, that's the word terio.
Terio, T-E-R-E-O, terio.
Terio is used for, the way you watch something like this. You look at something in such a way that you know that thing, if you blink your eye, the thing will disappear. So you are watching it closely. So terio means to watch closely.
So that is a major part of discipleship. It's a non-verbal following. Non-verbal. That you are just observing. You observe how your pastor does these things. You observe how your pastor, even on social media, how your pastor posts. On that one they post. See, let me tell you what I do. Someone said to me that I always just repost one person's post. I said, is it your post that should be posting? I don't understand. I posted my pastor's post. So, I'm happy my life. I just repost. I read it first, digest it, and repost it. He said, is it, are you, must be copying one man? I said, sorry, yo. Mr. Original. What are the originality questions? Let me do what I am. Amen? So, see, when you observe, see how your pastor is doing. Yeah. Tell your pastor, then you follow. I have to caution a pastor. And I said, a pastor, I said, come on. This thing you are doing, have you found me doing this? So just follow. I'm telling you to. Amen. That's what it means. You save yourself. I hope you're following me. There are some people, if they want to know what is going on in your church, where are you? They know they will not check my status. They want to check my members. What are they doing? So what are you doing? Observe. Hallelujah. Observe people online. They will give you all of answers. Observe what your pastor is doing. Amen. Say, take that. I was in support of answers. And the SARS, the SARS brutality. But why did not support this to bring black out to the church? I said, no. Amen. Come on, come with. Can you bring black out to the church? Do you think church is where they do protests? Do you think church is a protest? You don't try. Hallelujah. Are you If you are not observing your pastor was not in that direction. You just went online. To the book, take it on the top! If you need that game, take it off.
You were not in a bar at the moment.
And enter, enter here. You will just receive liquid metal.
What do you know that? It's a plaque. You think they are doing a Luther continuous inside church?
Come now. Amen. Amen. I have noticed someone has said, I know what I say this now. Somebody, his church members are going to come for me. I was not with any of my church members there. I just said, all my church members will not do work of ministry. So now they are dragging our pastor. Let's go and drag them back. Like catching. Is it you they are dragging? So then you miss your pastor. Amen. If your pastor ever gets dragged, I'm not scared to get dragged on Twitter. Now it's X. Or anything. Don't ever get dragged. Finish your business. You think you can drag it? Don't get dirty. You don't play. See, you don't fight the pig in the mud. What are you? You don't get dirty like the pig. Okay, I hope you are following me. Please stop. Continue. So I said, my members are true. Nobody here commented. I know some of you saw it and you came to it. This I will just go try. The people that fought the battle are not over there. Allow me to fight the battle. I love it.
Amen. Some of you.
Somebody even screenshot it. Put it on the battles. Look at the fake men of God that will have in Nigeria.
Yeah.
I saw it and I was laughing. He didn't take him after. He didn't even get up to 1 year in Japan. He should stay now. You now be talking from UK.
No game mind. Stay Niger! Hey man, if you go up, we'll go up. You come down, we stay up.
We are not shaky, we stay here. We leave my country for good.
Go, we go, not shaky. Nobody is dying. We are here. Jata for what? Holy Jata. Amen. Glory to God.
So very vital. You observe. So observation is non-verbal. I remember one time like that, your pastors were somebody's disciples. They did not know that they were disciples.
I will give that gist. So somebody went to register your pastors, excluding me, as his disciples. in church. See, you guys have assignment booklet.
God don't give it. God is watching you. Yes, right number. This guy was not presenting. So when you go for after service, you meet your pastor. You're not presenting your pastor there as his disciple. No, my disciples came to church. Brother Kudi, Brother Wisdom, Brother Garubala, Brother Dixon, they all came to church. So now, Noah, the leader, or let me say, the leader, was wanting to come and meet them. They said, ah, you're fake. Fear of people that are already pastors. But he was just observing. That's the right that was the doctor. But he was observing that they were more consistent in church. But the disciple was not coming to church. Amen. And now seeing that they are always associated with me and my closeness with their main pastor, now ask them whether son, you he said you sent him his church. I don't know. He's our pastor. Do you know that? Observation. There are a lot of times there, just observing to say, and don't that thinking you know. Observe. Sometimes observation will just be patient, watch. Be patient, watch. And it's an attribute of a disciple.
Let me close down on some things. You observe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So another thing, character of a disciple that we'll look at before we okay. Hope to round up this next week. Hallelujah. Another thing to expect in discipleship is that in discipleship, expect to be rebuked.
If the pastor who don't like you, expect to be rebuked. Expect rebuke. Yeah.
After expect rebuke,
it is part of it. Some people, because you were rebuked in church, you get angry and leave church.
Who lose? You. Because you are shortchanging your spiritual maturity for anger. Amen.
You know? In fact, some of your pastors are looking at me and saying, I have repented. Maybe in my Old Testament, God of the Old Testament, in my Old Testament days, and my New Testament days, maybe this is my New Testament, I have seen grace. But I'm not actually. I just got a bit wiser in how to do some things.
Ask them, some of them.
Lord, I think some people just walk majestically to church. I'm just looking at that. Oh, Jesus. Don't do that. Amen.
Don't do that. You have this, you're supposed to be rebuked. Some of them have received open rebuke. But they said in their mind, to who shall we run to? We've left all, sir, to follow you.
Amen. So being in the local church goes beyond just hearing teaching. You will come here teaching. Expect to be rebuked. Hallelujah.
Look at Paul. Paul writing to the Galatian church in Galatians 3. Look at what he said to them. Hey, church, oh. He called them all foolish Galatians. That is rebuke. Is it an exclamation?
All foolish Galatians. Jesus and the two guys on their way to Emmaus, they were giving him gifts about him, not knowing that he was the one. Amen. They did this. They said, are you not here? Of the story that is flying? He said that Jesus has spoken story of what? That they are, oh, Jesus, a man who is good, mighty deeds. He said, but the pilots, they caused, they killed him. Today being the third day, some of our people went to the sepulchre and they say he has arisen. He said, in fact, some of the men with us went to them and they found it as the women have said.
Then when he's in the shopping also,
and the old man said, oh, that's what anodos.
Meaning, you're not using your brain.
That's what you know that you are not using your brain, don't guess it.
How was that?
Rebuke. That's what Paul said of the Galatians. Say, oh, foolish Galatians. He says,
ah, is it because of bite? They are calling me what kind of nonsense is that?
Because I don't do that church again.
Is because
you have an option when you go and visit Israelite. You don't have an option. You have sense for being all right.
You don't like LTV? You go there, everything is step down. You're in there, you can get up.
You go down, you're like, welcome to church.
No, thank you.
Say, welcome.
They smile a lot.
I'm not smiling.
Smile. Glory to God.
They said, oh, see glory.
See glory.
Don't go there, they're going to be calling us all fools.
You have option.
That is why. Light. They step it down for you.
You hear that? Service, I mean, preaching is just SMS.
No short message, Samuel.
SMS, pew.
50 minutes
is a week. You step up or stepping into greatness. Hear that? Preach up. Let me see. As you enter, there is a door that will be open. You move in with your power and with your
say, yes, sir. The pastor, all was just saying, you made it short. It was straight to the point.
That's what you like. That's nonsense. Amen. Amen. Well, Papa just said, I said, did you see how Benzema scored the winning goal that gave them UCL championship? How is what focus plus determination will bring this week? The Spirit of God will bring focus and determination.
Pastor, how did you know?
Who does not serve them this world? Tell me. But beyond your problems is God's word. Hope you know that. So everybody come and be deceiving you every day. So the pastor just recently my issue. Yeah, it did. Nepi. Yes. He just spoke the word. Prophet, man of God. Just said this.
I see it is me.
Oh, Pastor. And it's not even long. But the pastor, like that, my friend, a lady, we're talking. I said, how strong you say church was wonderful? I said, tell me what happened in church. I was expecting her to give me sermon. Say the sermon. He said, man, you need to see Thanksgiving. He said, you know, this kind of dance when you dance and you pull your shoe. He said, so this was bombastic. You were just dancing.
I couldn't get outside. I said, oh.
What we here said, it's light now. When you go and do bazaar in church, going, in church. Church! Going. Pastor, can I get so? In church. Be careful. What is the primary activity?
Teaching.
You are not copying what is in the world and bringing it to church. People go to their village, go to, like now in the Korodu this week, and they are doing a Luku festival. They will bring yam because they are entering yam season. They bring the yam. They harvest. You now have harvest. Why are they harvest in the world? Let's do harvest in the church. Tell us you are hungry. Now we'll come and give you yam at home. Do you know that? Nonsense. Teach the word! Okay, enemy. Teach the word! Paul will say to Timothy, be instant in season and out of season. 2 Timothy chapter 4, quickly. Preach the word! Be instant in season and out of season. 2 Timothy 4. It's telling you what you find in church. I said, preach the word. Be instantly sitting around the meeting, whether it's festival, whether it's not festival.
festival, whether it's a yugu, whether it's holo, whether it's anything, it's a demand in season and out of season, preaching the word. Don't make your teaching and your preaching change with season. The same way to do that, you are listening. Don't allow your ears. You want to hear speaking.
See that church, they were doing first prayer night, pastor. Maybe after my December meeting, we can now have prayer night. So that the Sada will laugh. I've been watching it.
After that, my own teacher, I'll tell you who I do.
I'll kill you, my jaro.
He's not looking at my jaro.
He's not going to go. Jehovah, my. Keep now.
He cannot remember that. King's kid. Amen. Glory to God. So the sisters too now. Do sisters sort of all that and now make chinchi.
You're not giving God as
well. You're not making chinchi now.
Amen. We
are changing it. Sir, right now, what is happening in the churches is that people are now inviting special music artists. Let's do it too.
Preach
the word.
Be instant in season and out of season. The next thing there is what? Come on. What do you have there?
What do you have there?
Reprove.
After reprove? Renew.
So reprove is part of it. Because the time will come
in verses 4, quickly, in verse 3, but the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own law shall he pause for themselves, teachers have been itching ears.
So itching ears means you want to hear what will fancy you, what will tickle you, want to hear, this is my news, you want to hear prophetic, you want to hear, no, he said rebuke them. Amen. So that means in the teaching of the word, in preaching the gospel, you also have rebuke. Rebuke is part of discipleship. So Paul is telling Timothy, a pastor of the church, to rebuke. Okay, your pastor doesn't rebuke you. Go and be crying. Because you are going the wrong way. Okay, and pastors, don't have any member in church that you cannot rebuke. If you have anyone, how can you have a member in church you cannot rebuke? Say you're not a pastor.
What are you hearing me? Rebuke! That word rebuke is the Greek word epitamao. I mean, epitimo. It's used for how you. Okay. It's used for how you chide. C-H-I-D-E. To restrain or to stop one's wrong act. How you stop a wrong act? Somebody is doing something wrong and you stop the person. To rebuke. To put a restraining order. Hallelujah. You rebuke. Sometimes that rebuke will be public. For the case of Peter
took Jesus to one side and was rebuking it. Jesus' response to him was public. In the father car, don't go push out for me. If I do wrong thing, don't do anything at me. You will see your head. Not like some of us. Our father will not flog, but our father will not use hands to beat you. You will have patience to look for the king. But our mothers, anything at that point is the form of destruction.
If it is core, if it is cane, if it is spoon, your body will receive it.
Someone now said, is that you sure the mother that gave birth to you? Everything is report. The worst one that should hit your head is the condo they used to thunder. But those things are not because they hate you, but they want you to turn out right. How about God? God wants you to come out right. God wants you to turn out right. The same way your pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you find out what epitimao used.
I mean, sorry, epitimao is used in Mark 1:25. That is okay. I have just 5 minutes more. Let's rush through this. Mark 1. Did I say Mark? Yeah, Mark 1:25. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." Now, Jesus used it, used that word. That word rebuke is used here for Jesus not allowing the demons to speak. He didn't want the demons to talk. Just come out. Do you see that? In Mark 4, Jesus rebuked the storm. Mark 4:39. He rebuked the storm. So the storm was in operation. Doing what
the storm does, and Jesus rebuked the storm. Did you see that? To stop it.
Amen. To stop the act that is wrong. In Mark 8:32-33, what I explained to you about Peter. Mark 8:32-33. But when he turned about and looked at the disciple, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan." This is that he was Peter was talking to him, told him, "Get thee behind me, Satan." So he didn't rebuke Peter in secret, he rebuked him in the presence of all other disciples. Peter took him out in secret, he rebuked him in public. Did you see that? To stop a wrong act. In Mark 9:25, Jesus rebuked a foul spirit. Mark 10:13, to place a restraint. All the while you see the word rebuke used, how does the rebuke come?
With words. Do you see that? You rebuke with words. He didn't say you carry cane. I am not a disciple. I am not carrying cane to church. I am not a weak people. No. Use it words.
Amen. You rebuke with words. Amen. With words. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 5. He says, "Have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto sons, as unto children? Say, my son, despair not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou hast rebuked of him." Meaning,
God rebukes us. And how does he rebuke us? Through the pastor. Isn't that through the local church? Do you see that?
So God rebukes. It's part of it. It's part of training. Rebuke
is part of the training. It's part of discipleship. You don't outgrow rebuke. Okay, I mean, you don't. No longer. You let that conversation with us. Somebody say, "I don't want to go to a church again. I want to be doing online." Not only online.
Go and enter plane. Let the pilot fly you online. We will see in the land beyond. Nonsense. Say online. Not only online. Amen. It is because you don't want to be rebuked. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 6. He said, "For whom the Lord loves, he chasteneth." I mean, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receives. So God trains us through the local church, and in doing that, you can receive a gift.
Something we'll see next week as we close
today and round up next week is the fact that sometimes this rebuke can come in sharp, can be very sharp.
Sometimes it will be in the teaching, like I'm teaching, and some of you are receiving corrections, right? You are receiving correction, you are receiving rebuke.
You are receiving rebuke, sorry. But sometimes it can be sharp.
Like Peter, can be sharp. Say, "Pastor, fear my hand," and you are not doing things. Because you are, Satan has gotten an estate with you. You are now feeling proud. That is pride. You are being rebuked, and you are very, very, very. You know, let me tell you something. Evil. Listen, evil. Wrong deed will always find association. Murmuring does not, it might start with one person, but you, as a murmuring, you begin to find expression in those who are in your clique. What's the same thing? How many years is this in your life? You are stacked. I'm serious, that's that. Is there come to formal organization where you be 40, the person you are calling boss is 28. Don't call me boss now! Share a thing you want to transfer your salary. Nonsense. Is that? But you go outside, you work for someone, and the person is 28 years, and you are 37, and you even for stress, do that inside. Money cures rubbish. Yes, now. And on salary day, they are paid. They don't get paid on nonsense. No, go and tell your boss, how old is this? He will sack you. And 10 people will come and fight for that your position. Try it now. Tomorrow, go to work. Go on Monday, go on Monday and say, how old are you? He will be sacked. On pay week, he will be sacked. So stop it. Many people don't have sense, and they will say, when you talk in church, and you talk age, anybody, if you are dead, I'm saying it out now. If you are around that thing, just know that Satan has got the hold of that person. The best you can do is to come out. Or, first of all, rebuke the person. Remember I told you last week that you could rebuke a brother, right? For a wrong act. And how will you rebuke? Those pastors warned you. Do you get it? Pastors warned you. Don't say that again in my presence. If you could hear, sit down in a place where somebody is criticizing your pastor and you are nodding your head. Yeah? There is a bad disciple. What does that mean? Somebody is talking about bad about your pastor and you are doing things. I've not seen it in that light. Yes, I have not seen it in that light. If ever you rebuke the person, never! Ever be a good disciple.
But you say,
Everybody will answer. Some people say, everybody will answer judgment day. The people will be dead. Why are you a disciple? See, they were coming to meet Jesus. Jesus told the disciples, how far? They are going to carry you. What did Peter say? Even if Peter was on there, he didn't have mind. But he said, Master, I will go with you. Say, how? They came. One man, Peter, cut the head. He cut the ear. My father, that guy. He cut the back off. Cut his ear. Say, my father, that is how you defend your pastor. When the pastor is not there, see, let me shock you. Judas was not the only person they approached. Judas was not the only person they approached to betray Jesus. Read your Bible words. They approached every one of them, but they couldn't get through to any of them. But they found a loophole in Judas. May you not be that loophole through which Satan will get through to the local church. So watch it. Somebody is there. Allah bless you. They are not discussing your pastor. Between pastor and your blessing. Don't mind it. Right now. Some people are not even scared. You know, this is church. I'm home. Right? I'm home to talk. Right? People are not even scared. Your pastor stopped you at the door. You are angry. Wait, yes. If you are going to airport and your flight is by 4:30, will you go to airport? Will you leave your house by 4:30? Some of you by 3 o'clock, you're already there sitting. The man who wants the plane, you are waiting for them to watch the plane. It's not a job for church. and they stand at the gate, you are angry. Go home.
I'm serious, go home.
Pastor John gave an illustration that they were in the, they were in the airport in a foreign country, UK. Everybody lined up. Number one, they took them, clearing them to enter plane. After they got to, after they also moved it down, one way they go back. Who don't know?
I'm going to get
out. Why is it like that? You go to work tomorrow is Monday. You have to resume 8. You wake up by 5. The 5 o'clock, you don't wake up to do prayer thing. You wake up by 5. Dress. Go to the office on time. No, why didn't you wake up by 8? Time for work and time dressing.
You think it's church now, it's church now, it's church now. Your pastor stopped you. I'm telling you, never you come again. And maybe that week on Thursday, the pastor is now coming from work to come to church. Something now delayed him. You now came early. He's now working early.
After holding yourself. Now let's give this eye to God for each other.
Yeah. 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 He's not coming. Yeah, change that. You are a bad
disciple.
Amen. You think I don't see some of these? I see some of them. I just be laughing. Look at this one. I see. But be a disciple.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's a good disciple. I follow. Even in rebuke, I stay following. Let's thank
the Lord. Lord, I wanna be more like you, Jesus.